Time to say good morning to Andy Paskalidis. Andy, the result last night, Adelaide United 2-1 against Melbourne City. The fallout from this says to me, Michael Valkanis will not be the Melbourne City manager moving forward. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. I don't think he will be the long-term solution given, you're dealing with a global entity here.
Yeah.
And they want results, and at least Van Skip got them the FFA Cup. Look, Valkanis is one for the future, definitely, but his return home, he's an Adelaide boy, was not fruitful. I went for that draw last night. They did get the winner in the 87th minute. Aside from the wonder finish that came, one of the highlights, and hopefully it'll be out there in social media land, Bruce Kamau, the former Adelaide player, came off. He was replaced late by Melbourne City coach Valkanis. As he came off, he started going to his old bench.
Oh, you're kidding.
Realised the error of his ways. Did a double take.
Because
he was getting booed as he came off. He thought, I'll just go back to my bench. Whoops. Turned around, went back to Melbourne City bench. And everyone was laughing on
That's
the Melbourne City
a
bench.
Goal.
So try and find it. We'll try and find it for you and try and broadcast it some stage down the track. But well done to Adelaide. That lifts them off the bottom ahead of the Mariners on goal difference.
They made a run last year. They can't do it this year.
I can't see him, replicating. That was fantastic. Epic proportions. In fact, it saved Amor's position.
Right.
The start of that run. Look, they are a contender for the top six, but I don't think championship material.
Mm. Is Josh Risden going to Western Sydney Wanderers?
He'll leave at the end of the season. Perth Glory. He's been there about 6 or 7 years, over 100 appearances. So he's come out and said that he won't be re-signing. He's a talented player who's played for the Socceroos as well. But we'll wait to see whether Sydney will get Reece Williams, who's just not in favour there. He's a Socceroo player as well. Come back home after a few years playing in the UK. Injury prone, unfortunately. But I like the banter before the derby from Arnie. Our keeper won't have to make a save.
Isn't that that's
a big
goal.
The A-League, the FFA should pay him a little publicity bonus, I reckon.
Yeah, marketing.
Because
it
keeps the sport on the back page.
And you need it. And the thing is,
of course you
look,
do.
Popovich and Arnold, they're good mates. I mean, Popper started playing when Arnie was an established player at Sydney Croatia, and their paths have taken similar ways. They ended up playing in Japan. But the reality for Popper is that the Wanderers have not won a derby in the last 8 attempts. They got dusted in the first round. I saw that live while I was up in India. It was impressive. They've only leaked 7 goals in 14.
That's huge.
But there's the defensive issues for them, and I'm seeing a draw in this derby. To be honest, I'm just sensing a draw, and I expect you'll see my tips later on. Bobo, isn't he a wonder? You know, they've got some goal attacking weapons everywhere on the park, and Bobo's one of them.
Webby interviewed him. How'd that go, Webby?
His English isn't great, but he was a good guy. Graham Arnold said something to me at the start of the season that really impressed him about Bobo. They went for a trial match, I think, on the Gold Coast, and he said he's the import, and here's Bobo helping get all the support stuff, get the gear off the carousel.
Mate, there's some sports stuff.
Would Del Piero have done that back in the day?
No.
I tell you what,
there's a lot about the man, doesn't it?
I was talking to
not about Del Piero, about Bobo.
I was talking to someone who's involved in the BBL, and he said there's some young players there that don't even get the whole look after their teammates, let alone the rest of the team. It's crazy. All right, let's get to your bets over the weekend then, Andy.
Okay, let's look at tonight's game. Melbourne victory at home to Brisbane. Victory unbeaten in their last 6 home games. It is a top-of-the-table battle, but I think Melbourne will prevail. Wellington v Central Coast. This is an interesting one. The market is saying Wellington, but you know what? We saw enough from the Central Coast Mariners to indicate that they could jag the unexpected result. And don't forget that Phoenix are winless in the last 4 rounds as well. Sydney v Western Sydney Wanderers, I'm thinking the draw in this one. And Newcastle Jets against Perth. For me, Newcastle have been one of the revelations in recent weeks. I think they'll prevail at home. And well done to Mark Jones and the franchise up there. Laurie McKenna, of course, is involved there as well. So well done the Jets. And, of course, we talk about Sydney as the benchmark.
Yeah, it's going to be huge, that one on Saturday night.
Premier League as well this weekend.
Yeah. Quickly, your best bet in the Premier League?
I like Burnley, $3.50. I know they're playing Southampton, who beat Liverpool. They've won 5 of their last 6 at home. The half-four combo is my wild card. The draw, Everton into Manchester City. Everton have only been beaten once at home in 10. My multi, victory into Bobo to score at any time, Burnley, and there's a big game in Spain, Sevilla v Real Madrid, plus 2.5 goals. That's paying that multi just over $20, and we'll put it up on our site.
Good on you, Andy. Have a great weekend. Enjoy
the
derby.
Boys.
Yeah, absolutely. Andy Pascalidis there with all the latest from the world of football, and we will have those as bets up, as Andy mentioned. We'll put them up. We'll put it on tweets, and we'll put it out on the website as well. So looking forward to that.